Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for this day, this blessed day that you have given unto us. Oh, my God, we thank you for the sunshine. We thank you, oh, Lord, for your mercy toward us, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, you gave us another day, which we wasn't entitled to it. But we thank you for giving us this day.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your love and mercy. We thank you, O Lord, for how you blessed us on today. We pray that you will stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will continue to bless your people, that you will help us to go through. We want to be saved. We want to endure until the end. Help us to get through our tests, through our trials. Help us to look to you and take you for your word. Help us, O Lord, not to doubt you. Cast out all doubt and fear. Give us the strength to drive and go forward and do the will of God. Our mind stayed on you. Oh, my God, we thank you today, Lord, for salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ.
I thank you, Lord.
For sending your son that we might have life and life in Christ Jesus. We thank you today, Lord. We pray that
you, Jesus,
will work the works of the devil. Stop him in his tracks. Let your blood cover, Lord. Help us today, oh, Lord. Cast out every hindering spirit, everything that's not like you, and everything that is contrary to the will of God. We know you're able today, oh, Lord. We are taking you at your word. We're waiting, and we're trusting in you, for you are our very present help in trouble. Oh, my God, we're down here. We are praying and we are waiting on you. We can't do anything until you meet us here. Come in the room, Lord. Bless us with your spirit. Send your anointing. Help us to go through. Help us to pray, seeking your face and calling upon the name of the Lord. We pray
that
you continue to bless in a special way. Save the unsaved, those that are designed to be saved. We pray that you have mercy on them. Save them today. Help
them
repent of their sins and give their life to you. We know you're able to make a change in somebody's life. Touch right now, Lord. Break up the stony heart. Help them, oh, Lord, to call on the name of Jesus. We know there's power in your name. Touch right now, oh, Lord. Send deliverance, Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We pray that you continue to bless the souls, all those who are listed on the prayer list. Touch them one by one and name by name. Heal the brokenhearted. Encourage them that are disencouraged. Strengthen them that are weak. Look on the bereaved families. Comfort them, oh Lord. Oh my God, give somebody hope. Help them to look to you, Lord. You know, Lord, oh, my God, there is a way out, and you are the way, the truth, and the light. Help us today, oh, Lord. Bless your people in a special way. Help us to go through, and we pray that you will go with us, oh, Lord. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've done today. We thank you for the couple of us that had a mind to join hands in marriage, and we thank you for it today. We pray
that Jesus,
go with them, stand by them, lead them directly to you. We know you can do it. We're trusting in you and taking you at your word, and we thank you today. We thank you for your name. Your name is excellent, and your name is worthy to be praised. We give glory and honor to the name of the Lord. Go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name praise, glory, and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer coming through this May. And at this time, we're going to have our open scripture. And I will be reading the 34th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me,
yes,
and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 34th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 8.
Yes.
May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Shell and Sister Cheryl, and the opening prayer being prayed by Evangelist Maybell. And we want to thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763. We also want to remember the souls on our prayer list. We want to pray for Titus Edmond Sr., Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Lois Williams, no relation, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson family, the bereaved Edmond family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, Tina Lyons Capoletti, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and Howard Smith, and pray for those who are requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. Right now, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord thus far for the broadcast. And at this time, we want to prepare for a selection coming through Dr. Cynthia Edmond. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your blessing coming through. Your blessing coming through. Oh, he'll pour you out a blessing.
Sure.
You won't have room to receive. Your blessing's coming through. It's coming through.
It's coming through.
Oh, your blessing's coming through.
It's coming through.
My healing.
believe that today. Your blessing is coming through. And I believe, God, glory to God. I thank God for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. I believe the blessing's coming through. I'm looking for it. I don't know about you. If you believe it, you're going to look for it. Hallelujah. And the Bible lets us know that faith without works is dead, and works without faith is dead. So we got to put our faith
all right
and believe that the blessing is going to come through. Believe against all odds, against what Satan is saying, against what he's trying to throw out there, all the darts he's firing at you. Glory to God, trying to stop you from believing God. But as the message came forth, glory to God, I let nothing separate me from the love of God. Glory to God. Let's keep trusting in the Lord, saints, and people of God. Let's keep looking to the Lord, because our blessing is coming through. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord once again for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And now we want to prepare our hearts for the word of God. Praise God. The following message is a pre-recorded message. Listen intently. Hope that you will receive something from the word of God. Praise the Lord. Get get.
Okay. thing ain't no good. Throw them out there. Well, Satan tries to do the same thing to us. Try to say there'll never be nothing. You'll never be no good. You ain't nothing. You can't do nothing. You don't know nothing. Oh, there's care. Care be dead. But when God comes into your life and you receive that eternal life, Paul was telling Timothy to lay hold of it. Get a quench. Grasp that eternal life and hold on to it. Hold fast to sell words.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I thank the Lord. The word God said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished, my course. I have kept the faith. He kept the faith. Even though he was beaten, he was stoned, he was dragged out of the city and left for dead. But he was dead. And he got up and he went on back out there. Start preaching again. I think that some of us, as soon as we hear that somebody said something negative about us, don't want to testify. Don't want to sin. Don't want to pray. Don't want to praise God. Don't want to open our mouth. But we are opening our mouth wide and praise God and be thankful unto him for blessing us and saving us. Glory to God. I thank you, God, he is good today. I thank God today. I thought about those soldiers, the Benjamites. They tell me, I'm going to read it, or I'll let you read it. Somebody go to Chronicles. The first Chronicles, the 12th chapter, and verse 2. See what it says. And Judges. Let's go to Judges. So the Judges 20, the 20th chapter, verse 14. And Judges, the 3rd chapter, verse 15. First Chronicles 12 and 2. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow. You know what that is. A bow and arrow. They were able to shoot those things. They were able to use their right hand and their left hand. All right? And the Bible says they were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of the bow. Even of Saul's brethren, of Benjamin. Okay, the Benjamites, it sounds like they were right, and they knew how to shoot those bows. Glory to God. The Bible says the chief was Azariah, then Joash, the sons of Shemaiah, and Gibbethite, and Jezreel, and Eli, the sons of Azmaveth, and Baraka, and Jehu, the Antonite, and Ishmael, the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, and Jeremiah. Praise God. And then go over to the book of Judges, the 20th chapter. And if you have it, read verse 14. But
Which is
had two edges. So they cubed it, and he did gird it under his raiment, upon his right side. Okay, upon his garment. He put it under his garment in his right leg, right side. That. And he put it where his right leg was. Glory to God. Okay? But even made the dagger, which had two edges of a cubit length, he did gird it under his reins upon his right side. And he brought the present unto Hagar. This was his present. King of Moab. And Eglon was a very fat man. Listen to this. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bear the present. He sent them away. But he himself turned again from the porters that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret prayer unto thee, O king. He said, keep silent. And all that stood by him went out from him. All of them that stood by him, they went on out. And Eden came unto him, and he was sitting in a summer garden, which he had for himself alone. And Eden said, I have a message from God unto thee. He arose out of his seat, and Eden put forth his left hand, and pulled the dagger out from his right side and thrust it into his belly, the belly of the fat man. He thrust it in, and the shaft, the haft, also went in after the blade. The whole thing went in there. Can you imagine that? The arms, everything went in to this fat man. And the Bible says, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly. And the dirt came out. Lord have mercy. The dirt, and it didn't say blood came out. It said the dirt came out. Then he went forth through the porch and shut the doors of the forest upon him and locked him. And he was gone out. His servants came, and when they saw that, behold, the doors of the forest were locked. They said, surely he covered his feet in this summer tank, in his summer tank. They saw that the door was locked, so they said, surely he covered his feet in the summer tank, like he's just relaxing in his tank. And they tarried till they were ashamed. They waited so long till they just was ashamed. And behold, he opened not the doors of the forest. Therefore they took a key and opened them. And behold, their Lord was falling down dead on the earth. And Egypt escaped while they tarried and passed beyond the quarters for him and escaped unto you. You see, God will send somebody to deliver. When the devil keeps messing with you, keep fighting against you, keep putting a word gap, God will send somebody to fight the battle for you. We don't have to fight our own battle. The battle belongs unto the Lord. It's not yours. It belongs to the Lord. So let God fight the battle, and we will fight the good fight of faith. Because we're not going to fight the way we used to fight. We used to spray all kinds of stuff out of our mouth. Used to throw fists, punch at people, smack at people. And didn't care for man or woman. Punch a man. I got to speak for myself as I did it. Punch the right with my fist. But I thank you, God. Will make a change in your life. You don't have to go that way again. Thank God today. Let's fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life That's what we're fighting for today, eternal life. When it's all over, we can go and be with the Lord. But if we fight our own battle and fight the way to fight, we are in trouble. We're in trouble with God. So let's keep fighting that good fight. Let's love when there's evil, when there's hatred. Let's love where there's ill will and malice and jealousy and envy. Let's love. Love covers a multitude of faults. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love, God is love. If we love, the whole world will see that we are the children of God. And they will look at us and say, how did they go through that? How did they endure that? It must have been the love of God. Knowing where some of us came from. That's right. The good fight of faith. This evil fight. That good fight. Glory to God. Fight of faith. Trusting in the Lord. Believe that he will work it out. And that God will make the way. We thank God for the word of God today. I'm going to ask that you come to be good.
Thank God for the word of God. Fight the good fight of faith. At this time, we're going to open the doors of salvation. Give someone a chance to seek the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord or get deliverance if you need strength, if you need encouragement, whatever it is. Now is the time to go to the Lord in prayer. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the word
thank
of God
Lord.
That came forth. We pray that you continue to touch and bless. Let souls be saved. Let somebody give their life to you. Have your way in somebody's life. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus wash away sins. Let your blood cover the day, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord, because you've been good to us, and you've given us another chance to draw nigh unto you. To pray and seek
Lord.
Your face. Help us, oh Lord. We want to be saved. We want to endure unto the end. We want to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, watching under prayer.
Help
us to draw nigh unto thee. Help us, oh Lord, to consecrate our lives unto you. We want to endure unto the end. Take away every way and everything that's not like you. Look on every listener on this broadcast. Touch their hearts and minds. Give them strength. Encourage their souls. Encourage them to seek your face. Encourage them to hold on, regardless of what has come upon them, regardless of the situation that's going on in their lives. Help them today, oh Lord. For we know thou art a miracle worker. You can do everything. You can fix the situation that's going on in their lives. You can fix it in their minds, in their hearts. You're able today, oh Lord. We know that there's nothing too hard for you to do. We pray that you will touch today, oh Lord. Look on the bereaved families, comfort them, strengthen them. Oh my God, take them through, oh Lord. Look on those who are sick and shut in, those who are unable to get out. We pray that you touch them, oh Lord. Go into their rooms. Touch them, O Lord, and give them strength, O Lord. Help them to look to you. Increase their faith. Help them to believe on you, as the scripture has said, that they might receive healing for their body, their soul, mind, and spirit. We know you're able today. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all things. We thank you for what you have done on today.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the mercies. We thank you for somebody having a mind to want to do what's right. We thank you, oh Lord. You said marriage is honorable in the sight of God.
Yes.
And we thank you, oh Lord. We pray that you will bless that couple, that you will give them a mind to seek your face, and that they will turn their lives over to you, that they can be workers in the house of the Lord. Oh, my God, we know you can do it. We know you're working miracles, and you did it for us, and we believe you today. We take you at your word, knowing that there is no failure in you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray on every listener on this broadcast. Pray that you touch them one by one and name by name. You know who they are. I don't know who they are, but you know all about it, and you're able to fix it, oh, Lord. That soul that's troubled in mind, we know you're able to heal their mind. Oh, my, don't let them turn their lives over to the devil. Don't let them give up on life. Help them to receive your word that they may live, that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, my God, go with us and stand by us. We thank you today. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for our evangelists and all of our helpers on this broadcast. We pray that you bless them in a mighty way. Make ways for them, open up doors, and bless the Lord. And we shall be blessed. Save, and we shall be saved. Heal, and we shall be healed. We thank you, and we bless your holy name. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. At this time, we're going to open up that ministers or evangelists or others who may be on the line may have remarks, or if whatever it is that the Lord is giving you to say, you can say it at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybelle, encouraging us to keep on fighting the good fight. And like she said, we have to continue to trust in the Lord when the odds are against us. If we lay a hold on eternal life, I believe we will continue to fight the good fight. We can't let go and start holding on to things of the world, but we have to endure the challenges, pass the test, and continue fighting. I enjoyed the word of God coming through you. You walk through the scriptures. Very, very beautiful and insightful word of God that was preached today. And I know that God, he'll fight for us, but we have to continue fighting our own fight, which is the good fight. I think God, again, for the evangelism, I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for Daniel Khadija. We thank you for your faithfulness, and may God ever bless and keep you.
Lord.
We thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we thank the Lord for each of you on the line. And we love you. We thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for all that you do to help make this broadcast what it should be. And if that's all at this time, we are expecting to be back Sunday at 7 p.m. if it's the Lord's will. We ask for your prayers that you pray for us, and that the Lord will touch my body, because I know he's still in the healing business. He's able to fix the situation. So I need your prayers. And if that's all, let's bring the broadcast to a close. And we say God bless you and good night.